This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Abortion rights on the front burner in Texas by the Kamala Harris campaign. The VP was asked by reporters what her plan was to expand reproductive rights if she's faced with a Republican-controlled Congress.
We keep fighting. And our country, America, has a history of understanding. We don't give up the fight for freedom.
Donald Trump accusing Harris of not meeting with families of people killed by migrants. Chinese government hackers have tried to break into cell phones and other commercial communication systems in the U.S., including phones of the major political campaigns, say the FBI and the Federal Cybersecurity Agency. At the Gila River Indian community outside Phoenix, President Biden making a formal apology to Native Americans for how the U.S. government treated them in the past. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland.
In spite of everything that has happened, we are still here.
This is ABC News. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. The head of the Federal Cybersecurity and Information Security Agency tells ABC News how to spot scams.
Cyber criminals put a lot of time and effort into tricking you to give them your personal information, information they can use to take your money, identity, or even to blackmail you.
And you just have to take a breath.
Jen Easterly, head of CISA, America's cyber defense agency, says don't take action right away.
These fake things are designed to have you quickly react to things.
Out of a sense of urgency or fear, CISA recommends if an email looks suspicious, don't click on any links or attachments and don't reply. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Election officials in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, investigating thousands of suspicious voter registration forms. DA Heather Adams.
Indicators of fraud included inaccuracies with the addresses listed on the applications, false personal identification information.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A big night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team in primetime when they host number 3-ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30 in Madison. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on playing this one at Camp Randall Stadium.
Home field advantage is what you make of it. This place has been a home field advantage, you know, obviously over time. But you got to make it a home field advantage. I think that's one of those things that Coach Alvarez kept talking about, the environment and making this place a home field advantage. But you have to make it the home field advantage. You have to create some of those things. You have to generate the energy. energy. And that's what our guys got to understand.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Defensive backs Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon limited in practice but are expected to play. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in their home opener. Doc Rivers on the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr.'s performance in Philadelphia.
He was awesome. Physical, tough. He's got such a tough role because, you know, his job is to be the defender, and you can see he's doing it.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, to low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs in the upper 50s on Saturday. For Sunday, low 60s. Low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Right now it's 53.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabba.
That's me. Welcome back, everybody. It is we are starting hour number two of Nightlight this Friday edition, broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay, which we just found has a cemetery under Washington Street here, which has Conrad ready to take a powder.
I'm about to leave.
While. So that was always it's always fun to talk to Frank. We'll get to your texts shortly, but our question tonight is, what is your favorite spinoff? And we've had some really good answers, and we'll read these in just a bit. But right now, we're going to keep Freaky Friday going. So we're going to transition from Frank Anderson to our new friend who was nice enough to come into the studio tonight. She is your favorite. She's our favorite, Goth Consonite, and you can see her on the stream if you're watching. Taylor Nicole is here. Hi, Taylor. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
This is great, and thank you for coming in. So I know you don't live in Green Bay. How did this work out that we're lucky enough to get you to come into the studio?
So this is a little crazy, but if anyone knows me on a personal level, I have like multiple little side jobs on top of being like a content creator online. And one of them is I bartend in Green Bay. So I ended up being in town for the weekend for a couple bartending shifts. So it worked out really well. I usually, my home base is Milwaukee, but I get to come into Green Bay bartend for a couple shifts and visit family. So
very nice. Do you want to give a plug or where people can, where you're doing your mixology or?
Oh yeah. So I'm at Badger State like a couple times a month, Badger State Brewing by Lambeau Field. I love them to pieces. It's like my favorite job I've ever had. It's not many other jobs I would commute 2 hours for.
That's incredible. Yeah. You must be a very loyal employee.
Yeah. They're fun. It's a good time there. So.
Okay, so let's jump right in. You have you just said you're a content creator. You're very active on social media. I'm envious. I've been on Twitter for 12 years, and I don't want to brag, but I have over 300 followers, Taylor. I could probably take a lesson from you. You've got tons of followers over various platforms. Do they all follow you because of the goth persona or because of the content you create or a mixture of both?
So it's a mixture of a lot of things. Much like how I just said, I have a lot of jobs outside of content creation. Even my content creation has a lot of different facets. Obviously, I kind of blew up with the paranormal stuff, which I know we'll talk about later. But the paranormal Wisconsin stuff was a big deal. I think the overall goth aesthetic was like very exciting to people from rural Wisconsin because this isn't really a popular look in this area or a lot of rural communities. And then two, I talk about Wisconsin culture and people find that really fascinating. And I'm really involved in a lot of different music subcultures. So I really am like a smorgasbord of content.
Do you sleep?
No, not much.
That adds to the mystique, the goth girl. Our favorite goth girl who doesn't sleep and is always awake and doing these fun, cool things.
Just kind of a creature of the night. That's why bartending goes so well for me, too.
So I want to ask you, before we get into the scary stuff, I was just kind of combing through your socials, and I saw you did a review, and I see you do this occasionally, which I think is great. The Quick Trip blueberry potato chip. You did a review of that.
Yeah.
Thumbs up or down? Where did we land on that?
I didn't love it. So I don't know how much you skimmed into my content, but I've eaten some weird food. I'm like known for eating bugs at the state fair. I've like tried it all. The blueberry chips were just like really underwhelming. They weren't bad. I wouldn't get them again.
It's an odd combination.
Yeah.
I'd almost go baked potato before I'd go blueberry on a chip.
I love a sweet and salty combination. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like a maple bacon chip could probably be like really, really good. But
maple bacon anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I heard, who do we have on the show recently, Conrad, that said there was some kind of whiskey and cheese curd fest and they made a maple bacon bourbon?
Ooh.
And I'm like,
I don't know about that. That might be too much.
Too much goodness? Too much deliciousness?
Perhaps.
All right, so help those of us who kind of know what goth means, but also don't really have a lot of experience with it. What is the goth persona, if you would?
So I think for me, goth goes a lot into like the music that I listen to, the media I consume. Like I'm very into horror movies. I have a hard time watching them because I get really anxious, but I still love watching them when I can and stuff. And so going into music and, like I said, just the media you consume and then kind of the aesthetic as well. It's not the most important part of it, but it is a big piece of it for sure. So,
okay. And how did you come up with this this online or social media persona, your favorite goth consonite? That's a great combination of the words, but where did that come from?
So I've always been kind of an alternative person. Okay. Like even growing up, this has always just kind of been my aesthetic. Now it's just much more refined as I've gotten like older and stuff. But Goth Sconson came from during the pandemic. I was laid off from my bartending job for like a month and I was just bored and didn't really know what to do with my time. So I started making TikToks and I noticed really quick that people really liked that I was like an alternative person from Wisconsin. So I was like, I can feel that I got the ball rolling. How do I get this to be something I'm interested in? And that's what turned into me talking about paranormal Wisconsin stuff. And then it just spiraled out of control in the best way.
Oh,
so
that's so cool. Well, let's jump into the paranormal. Is Wisconsin a paranormal state by reputation, do you think, more so than other states? Do we have more creepy stuff here?
Okay, so I have like gone out of my way to make a case for, I think Wisconsin should be considered one of like top three most haunted states in the country.
No kidding.
And I have story after story to back it up. Obviously, if you believe in it or not, it's, you know, up to you. I respect skepticism.
But the stories are fun. Yeah, I'm a skeptic, but I love the stories.
I'm even more skeptical than I think a lot of people would like to believe. Like, I'm honestly more on the skeptic side than anything, but I just think they're fun and fascinating.
Yeah, totally.
And Wisconsin has so many, like, nutty stories. A lot of times you hear cases about, like, oh, a woman was haunting the halls in a white dress, like very cliche stuff.
Right.
Wisconsin has very specific, just very unique stories that I love consuming, and I don't think people realize how many there are.
Do you have a good one for us? I know that you've told one before, the portal. Wisconsin has a portal to hell.
Yeah.
Which scared the living daylight. Just hearing that, I was like, I hope I haven't been there accidentally or, you know,
whatever. No, I think you would know.
Okay. Tell us that one.
So the Mirabel Cave system that is like kind of right outside of Manitowoc, there used to be this very grand hotel there. And now it's sort of decayed. It's in ruin. Like you can't visit. It's private property. I should disclose that.
But it's still there?
It's still there.
Oh, wow.
Goth Sconson does not endorse going onto the property. I've heard you can get in a bit of trouble for it. But there is this big, from what I can tell from pictures, there's this large well in front of this supposed haunted hotel. And the well itself is an alleged portal to hell where demons can come in and out of. So
okay, that's checking a lot of boxes. Old, deserted, well, demon, like, are they supposed to take people to hell or do they just come and go, and what do they do when they're here?
I think
are they consumers?
Yeah, I don't know if they're looking for like cheese curds or like
big
a
savings
seed, but yeah.
Kohl's cash, I don't know, like
Yeah, I've just heard a lot of like paranormal activity happens on the property because of it. So I'm assuming it's just, you know, if you're a believer in that, it's things coming in and out of our world through that alleged portal. I think it's a lot of, if I recall correctly, like the hotel itself is a lot of mysterious lights, mysterious noises, like kind of the typical stuff, you know.
Have you been there?
I have not been to that one. No, that's still on my bucket list. But like I said, you can't walk on the property. So,
yeah. Not that Goth Conson would condone this on any level, but let's say Conrad and I fired up the jalopy and headed down there. Can you get on the property?
You can, but so can the owner. And apparently he'll like come after you.
Oh, really?
So that's its own scary story. I don't know.
Like,
that's
Hell's
what I heard.
Gatekeeper? Is that?
I guess he just doesn't want people running around. Like I said, I've covered this in a video before, and a lot of comments were like, "Watch out, because the owner will like make a fuss about it." Wow. So,
do you know people that have been there?
No, but there is. I mean, kind of shifting to a little different story, but just kind of up the road. I don't know if you've heard of St. Nazian's.
But, I mean, the town, or I see the signs when I go back and forth.
Yeah, so they have like a really haunted school there. And apparently the whole town is cursed. It's one of Wisconsin's like multiple cursed towns.
Really?
But there's like a very notable haunted school there. And I have I'm going to say an undisclosed family member that used to go there in his teenage years and search around, and he has spooky stories from there. And
like, he went into the school.
Yeah.
Oh, schools at night are empty schools.
Yeah, empty abandoned school in middle of nowhere, rural Wisconsin.
Right.
He's also one of the biggest skeptics I know, and he claims to have heard like demonic voices when he was there. So
what would you, I mean, just sake of argument, what do you think a demonic voice sounds like? Do they talk? Is it speaking in tongues or like?
I think that could be part of it. I think there's like a couple different ones. When I think of like the stereotypical one, I think of like a low, almost
like something like a lot of Ghostbusters or those gargoyles.
Yeah,
or something.
Okay. Something like that. But then I think one of the scariest things I hear about in like paranormal research is like mimic voices. When you hear a familiar voice, like of a family member or a friend, and then you realize it's like not them, like the demon is quote unquote mimicking. So,
oh my gosh. So what? Okay. All right. So we got Saint. How do you say that again?
Nazian's.
Nazian's. Every time I drive by, I play that game where I try to figure out how the town is pronounced.
Yeah, it's got a weird spelling.
Well, I live in Marinette. Everybody pronounces it Marionette. So
sure.
Tell us about the Salem. Wisconsin.
Second Salem.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the story that I feel like put me on the map with like my social media stuff.
You know what? Let's wait then. I don't want to interrupt you.
Sure.
If we're going to start this story, I want to hear it all the way through. Okay. Our favorite Goth Consonite. And when you first came on, I just said that because that's your intro. But now you are actually my favorite Goth Consonite.
Oh,
so I'm not lying. This is all above board. It is great to have Taylor Nicole here telling spooky stories on our last Freaky Friday of the season. We will be right back with more scary stuff. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about rich folks. They just keep getting richer. And I bet nobody listening to this broadcast will be surprised to learn that since 2020, the five richest billionaires have more than doubled their wealth in just a few years. I mean, the system really does reward the winners. But I think it's time to shift the balance. And me and the 6 million members at Work Money have some ideas. It's on us to pull our chair up to the table where those folks are making decisions. As consumers, we vote with our wallets. As citizens and constituents, we hold elected officials accountable to what we need from them. That's what we do at Work Money. You want to get involved? You can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Join us. Help make sure your voice is heard. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Welcome to another Freaky Friday on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right. Welcome back. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here in just a few minutes talking about bringing us new music, as she does. She's introduced us to a lot of great bands. She will be here at 7:35, and we'll talk to Terry like we do every Friday. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our favorite goth con tonight. Taylor Nicole is here, and she has quite a following on social media. I'm truly envious. Can I buy some of your followers? How does that work? Do you rent them out?
There was a point where I was like, maybe I can just sell this account. Like, I was getting kind of tired of it. And I was like, I wonder how much someone would pay for this, like, account. Because now I feel like social media, like, large social media accounts are, like, property. Like, yeah. You know, it's like selling real estate. It's crazy.
Absolutely. It's always, and I still have an area code for my cell phone that is not Wisconsin. And people are like, why don't you change? I'm like, it's like a social security number now. Yeah. I'm never getting rid of my cell phone number because that's how people from the past can get a hold of you or find you. It's kind of valuable in a weird way.
No,
right?
It totally is.
All right. So we were talking about Second Salem.
Yes.
And that's here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Please lay it on us.
Well, so this is like Whitewater, Wisconsin. The town of Whitewater, Wisconsin is known as the Second Salem. And shout out to, speaking of bartending, like we were talking about earlier, there's a brewery there called Second Salem that kind of leans into the culture. Oh, wow. But Whitewater, Wisconsin is known as the Second Salem of the United States because of its Wicca and like occult culture and history.
No kidding.
There was a school of spirit. I think America's first ever school of spiritualism started there. It was called the Morris Pratt Institute. It still runs out of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, but they would hold like seances there and study spiritualism and ghosts and all that. And there's apparently a lot of haunted dorms, a lot of haunted water towers and other buildings. Spooky place.
What do you think about that, Conrad?
I don't know.
He gets scared more than he's like a total fraidy cat.
I am.
He's shaking in his boots over there.
He went out and bought boots just so he could shake in them. Have you heard anything about like stuff that has happened there, or do you know someone with a story about Second Salem?
The short answer is yes, because when you cover stuff like this, like I do so often, like I am such a consumer now of like. People will come up to me on the street and be like, I have to tell you about this that happened. I do on like a very personal level. I do have my childhood best friend went to UW-Whitewater, the university there. Sure. And they had an incident where they watched items in their apartment like move across the table and not just like would, you know, fall over like a breeze. Like things would shift across tables and stuff. And they can also, they love paranormal stuff as well, but they can also be a skeptic. And that was one of those things where they called and they were like, I have no explanation for this. So
So where do you stand on this stuff? Are you a skeptic? Are you a believer, or do you want to believe, but you need proof? Where are you on that scale?
So I've had my proof many times. Yeah. I've had a lot of experiences, like very unexplainable experiences happen to me since I was a child, and that kind of still continue to happen to me. But I do lean on the side of skepticism because I don't want... I want to build a reputable career in the paranormal community, which is already a bit challenging because there's no science behind it. So right. I don't want to be a dramatic diva about things and freak out at every little bump and creak in the night. But
so in regard to your experiences, is that kind of what they've been, bumps and creaks in the night? Or is there something? We have about maybe what, Conrad, 3 minutes left?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, growing up, I grew up in a house that was built by my, like, ancestors in the late 1800s. And if we're doing, like, a speed round, I've seen...
Sorry.
No, it's all good. I totally understand. When I was, like, 10, I saw the ghost of my great aunt in there. I found out, actually, now 2 years ago that my cousin, who also used to live in that house, used to see the same ghostly apparition. And now, as of very recent, you can check out my TikTok for more information on this. I think I have a ghost cat following me around.
Ghost cat?
Yes. Now...
That sounds kind of cute, actually.
It's not the worst ghost I've encountered. Because I've also encountered, like, poltergeist activity and, like... Some other very just unexplainable stuff, but the ghost cat has been my favorite so far.
That's kind of cool. I hope you'll come back sometime because I want to tell you what happened to me in Milwaukee at the comedy condo where they used to put the comedians up, and see what you make of that. And just
I'd love to hear
it. Put it out there and see, and we can talk to you more about your experiences too. That's a first, ghost cat. I have not heard that.
First for me too. I named it Fanny. Fanny the Phantom Cat.
Oh, I love it. So I'm allergic to cats. Would I have issues, do you think, with this?
You tell me. She's probably here.
Oh, dear. Conrad, turn the lights on. So, all right, we have about a minute left. Where are we at here? Yeah, we got about 2 minutes left. So do you have a favorite scary movie? You said you get anxious when you watch them, which I think most of us do. Do you have something you could recommend to people?
Yeah, so, I mean, in that regard, Scream is one of my favorite scary movies because it's so campy that, like, I could watch that any day of the week and it doesn't like freak me out too much. If we're talking about like real, like I want to get scared, Sinister, the film Sinister from I believe 2011 or 2012 is so frightening, so spooky.
I have not seen
one of my favorite recommendations.
Huh.
So
you're a fan though of the movies typically.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen The Shining?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I want to be up to date on the culture, but like I said, with my anxiety and stuff, sometimes I can't get scared. So I'll go on like Wikipedia and read the synopsis of like iconic scary movies just so I can like understand and know.
So, all right. So let's build a bridge here. I want to know where you're at. If you and I were standing outside that place, the portal to hell.
Yeah.
And we knew the guy wasn't there. What would you do? Would you say, come on, Pete, let's go check it out?
Well, yeah.
Wow. And then I'd have to go because I'd feel completely, if I didn't, I'd feel.
So I am confirming that I would walk into the portal to hell, but I can't watch a scary movie on a regular Wednesday afternoon.
That's why I asked. And here's what I'll do. I'll stand guard while you do that, and I'll run for help if need be.
Perfect.
Which is
perfect.
Almost more brave. I mean, come on, let's be honest, Taylor.
I appreciate it.
This was fun. Thank you very much for being on the show. And please, next time you're in Green Bay, let us know. We'll tell some more of these stories. It doesn't just have to be Halloween. We can talk about the paranormal anytime. I find it fascinating. So
perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. That's Taylor Nicole, our favorite goth consonite. Check her out. Your socials. You want to give a plug where people can follow you?
Yeah, actually. So on TikTok, I am GothSconson. And then on Twitter, I'm GothSconson as well. But on Instagram, I'm Corn Salsa. And corn is spelled with a K, like new metal band.
That's a departure.
So it's a little different.
We got to go look for GothConson. I would start there. And you'll get the rest later. Terry Barr coming up next on the Barr Band Friday.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Abortion rights on the front burner in Texas by the Kamala Harris campaign. The VP was asked by reporters
what her plan was to expand reproductive rights if she's faced with a Republican-controlled Congress.
We keep fighting. And our country, America, has a history of understanding. We don't give up the fight for freedom.
Donald Trump accusing Harris of not meeting with families of people killed by migrants. Chinese government hackers have tried to break into cell phones and other commercial communication systems in the U.S., including phones of the major political campaigns, say the FBI and the Federal Cybersecurity Agency. At the Gila River Indian community outside Phoenix, President Biden making a formal apology to Native Americans for how the U.S. government treated them in the past. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland.
In spite of everything that has happened, we are still here.
This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's longest-serving state senator says he'll cross party lines to vote for Kamala Harris. Rob Coles, who's represented Green Bay for more than four decades, told our Mark Becker the choice was clear.
Trump has to be defeated, and we have to protect the Constitution. The country will go on, even with some liberal things that Harris might do.
You can hear the whole interview on the Civic Media podcast, Rational Revolution. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Ron Johnson talked with Earl Ingram about respecting the election results.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, unfortunately, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a governor who vetoed the types of bills that would restore confidence in our election system.
There have been no proven claims of voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs in the upper 50s on Saturday. For Sunday, low 60s. Low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Currently 51 degrees.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If Emily Bronte was still alive, she'd probably be thrilled that Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi have been cast in Wuthering Heights. I guess we'll never know, but the good news is the project has found a home at Warner Brothers after a bidding war. Emerald Fennell will write and direct. Her previous credits include Promising Young Woman, which was excellent, and Saltburn, which was interesting. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, will produce the film. One Desperate Housewife apparently had money to burn. The first John Wick film was released this week in 2014. The film franchise has grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Variety is reporting that none of it ever would have happened were it not for actress Eva Longoria, who saved the original John Wick by contributing $6 million in funding at the last minute that closed the financial gap and allowed filming to start. No one was happier than the film star Keanu Reeves, who also had his own money in the project. Fun films for sure, but could use a little more violence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Time to check out original music with Barb Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is our favorite time of the week here at Nightlight. As always, it is my pleasure to welcome from Max Inc. Radio, the award-winning journalist that we get to talk to every Friday night. Terry Barr joins us. Hey, Terry.
Hello, Pete. Hello, Conrad. Hello, everyone. How are you?
We are doing well. Everybody here is doing just great, and we are
excellent, putting
a bow on Freaky Friday for the season, and we'll bring it back next year if we're lucky enough to be here. And but for right now, but for right now, we are switching back into our the one constant in our life, which is Bar Band Friday. So it's great to have you here.
Well, I can carry on your Freaky Friday for you a little bit with this first band.
Really?
The Earthlings.
Yeah, great name.
Why I want to showcase them, first of all, they are just freaky good.
Yeah.
But they also always host a Halloween show at the High Noon Saloon in Madison every year. It's typically, so this year Halloween is Tuesday, so they typically do it the weekend prior if it doesn't fall on the weekend.
Okay.
And this year it's all like tribute bands, but they kind of try to dress the part too. So the Earthlings will be, a tribute to Radiohead.
Oh, cool.
And they say this was a lot harder than they thought it was going to be.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And last year they went as the Strokes and did a whole set from the Strokes. And they host the show. So they play about third into the lineup, but they have about 6-7 bands every year do this show. How fun.
That is really fun. So you'll be there?
We are the sponsors. Maxine Radio is a sponsor along with a couple of other folks. And I got to meet the Earthlings for the very first time at the Madison Area Music Association awards show last Sunday night. They were the closing band for our show, and after seeing them, I totally get it. They're described as alternative, electronic, sonic, punk, and rock.
Wow.
That covers everything.
Yeah, it does. If I could just go off on a small tangent here, Terry.
Do it.
How did that ceremony go for you personally?
Why? It's fun. It's really fun. Okay, so the funny thing is, someone was supposed to host it. Rocker Jimmy Kay and I, we're all the hosts of Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights. We planned to go just because, you know, it's great to be there to support our local musicians. We ended up hosting the whole show.
Oh, wow.
And we weren't expecting that. It was great. The people that organized the show, it's the first one in person since 2019. So everybody was fired up to be there and to hear some great music live. And the whole night just ended up being a terrific night.
That's great, but you're kind of deflecting. You sort of came away with some hardware, and I'm trying to get you to talk about that a little.
You stinker. Yeah, I was so shocked and so honored. I won the local radio music personality of the year.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it really is. I thought I was going to cry because I was so surprised. I did win it once before, and as it turns out, I am the only person to ever win it while working at one radio station for the first time, and then a different radio station now for this most recent award. And of course, that's Civic Media.
That is, I'm blown away. That's really impressive. Congratulations. I see how hard you work here at Civic Media, and just, it's well deserved. And I'm not surprised, but it's still an incredible feat. So congratulations.
And I thought it would be fun to talk about the MAMA Awards because, you know, sometimes these bands, even if they win, they get overlooked, or even if they play, we don't talk about them again. But this leads us into the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Association Awards, which will be coming up in spring. So they kind of springboard off of each other in just holding up all these great musicians from Wisconsin.
Well, and you won an award at that one. You know, do you have to win everything, Terry? That's what I'm trying to say here. Can you save something? Give us your table scraps, if you would, please.
Oh,
no.
We need a comedy something of the year person.
That's great. Only if I win, though. I would hate to have a comedy thing and then I wouldn't win and I'm like the only comedy person on the air. I shouldn't say that.
Gosh.
We've got a lot of funny people here in Wisconsin, but that would be an interesting category. All right, so let's stick to music tonight because that's what you know, and you've got the hardware to prove it. All right, so the Earthlings, what are we going to hear from the Earthlings?
We have a song from the Earthlings. Let's see. I wrote it down somewhere here.
I have it.
Okay, tell me. What's
Sticky
the song?
Sticky Heart. Great name.
Yes. And this is the song they played, and that's why I picked this song. And then, of course, I can't remember it. It's Friday. It's been a long week.
That's okay. Yeah, big week for you. That's
They ended part of their set at the MAMA Award show. They played part of this song, and I was just really digging it. So I thought, I got to look this song up. They did a medley, basically, of all their favorite songs, which was so fun.
Nice.
But hopefully you'll dig this.
Okay. All right, let's hear. This is the Earthlings and Sticky Heart. Terry, do you know how I no, I really like a song.
You're bouncing around in your chair.
At first. But it's okay. It's the Peach Wabba two-point test. First, I'm tapping my song like I would do to almost any music. And then if I like the song, I'm tapping and I'm bopping my head a little bit. And then I realize I love the song and I'm completely still and I'm just listening and I'm trying to hear words and I want to hear what they're saying and what they're playing. That's a really great song.
Isn't it fun?
I love that song. Yes. Sticky Heart by the Earthlings. Fantastic.
Yes. Now, I want to tell you, if you want to see them, they play a lot. Earthlingsband.com. And they don't do all regular shows either. You know, like they're doing this Halloween show. When they played the Mama show in Madison, they're jumping all over and they're wearing fun clothes and just crazy. Another recent show they did at the Boulders Gym while people were crawling up the wall on the boulders.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic.
I think I would get distracted and fall off the wall.
Yeah,
that would be
totally.
My
luck. Oh, that's great. Well, good. That must have been a fun show. And what a great way you said they closed it out. What a fun way to close a really fun night, especially for you. And we have a texter here. You might know this guy.
Oh.
Your colleague's looking out for you. But it says, happy Friday. Be sure to congratulate Terry for winning local music radio personality from the Mamas, Madison Area Music Association. Love the other Jimmy K.
That's so funny.
That is great.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jimmy K.
Yeah. You guys do such a great job at Max Inc. What else do you have for us tonight? I know you have, I love this pattern we've developed where you're bringing two songs. So tell us about Blythe Gamble and the Rolling Dice.
Well, and this is a band that is filled with seasoned musicians. But because of that, they don't play out as much as they used to.
Okay.
And I know that this is something that Blythe Gamble, the lead singer, has been up for multiple times. The female vocalist of the year, she won it on this past Sunday night. And
nice.
It was just a joy because she had just performed with her band. And honestly, I haven't seen them perform together in several years. And then when the announcement came that she was the vocalist of the year, she just ran up and was hugging everybody. And it was just so joyful because this music is absolutely opposite of what we just heard.
Okay. How should we do this? Because we've got a five. Conrad, what do you think? Should we play it into the break or play it when we get back? Then we're cutting it close too. So what do you think?
We should, we should play it in the next
segment. Okay. Yeah. We can do that. All right. So, Terry, you guys are taking a Saturday off tomorrow. Or no, Live in the Lair. I'm sorry. You're still doing your show.
No Live in the Lair. Okay. And Jimmy K and one of his former co-hosts from years ago when they first started Max Inc. Radio as more of a digital format, I believe he's going to be back to host the show with Jimmy K.
Oh, nice.
Why not swap it up now and then, right?
Absolutely. It's such a great show. If you check out Max Inc. Radio, folks, every Saturday here from 6 to midnight. And we've got Terry Barr here with us. We're going to play the second song after a break. And right now, I think I'll just read some texts, if that's okay with you, Terry. I'm kind of behind.
You do whatever you'd like.
We packed our show so tight tonight because it's our last Freaky Friday, so we didn't have our text reading abilities tonight. But Anna from the 608 says, Pete, if Terry Barr doesn't mention it, ask her about the Mama Award she won last weekend. Everybody is looking out for you, Terry. That's so cool.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Thank you. I can't believe it.
Major love. From the 818, Bridget says, NCIS, love it, spinoff of JAG. And I recently saw an ad for a prequel to NCIS when Gibbs was a young guy. Yeah, they are doing those to death. Thank you, Bridget. There's so many NCISs, I can't even keep up with them. From the 608, 608 says, The Simpsons. That's right. That was a spinoff from the Tracy Ullman show. 608 also says, Better Call Saul, of course, from Breaking Bad. The sequel that I actually like better than Breaking Bad. Don't tell anyone, Terry. Anna says, we read that one. Where are we at here? Oh, King of Queens. Carrie from Tosa says, really like King of Queens, a spinoff from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
It was?
I didn't know that, but that makes sense
now. I didn't either.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it, too. That's great. Sherry says, of course, good evening, Pete and Conrad and spooky friends. All right. It's Bar Band Friday Night. Terry Barr is here. When we come back, we're going to hear Blythe Gamble and the Rolling Dice and their song I Feel So Much Better with the award-winning Terry Barr. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshes. Lens, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
She is a special guest, and she is with us every Friday at 7:35, bringing us fantastic music and just really fun chat. Terry Barr is here. Congrats again to Terry on winning the radio music. What is it, Terry? The Radio Music Personality of the Year. Did I get that right?
Yeah, basically that's what it says.
So
yes.
Great. So great. All right. So here's the second song Terry brought with her tonight. Blythe Gamble and the Rolling Dice, and the song is called I Feel So Much Better. Should we just jump right into it, Terry, and then see if we have time to discuss?
Let me tell you quick how Blythe describes it. A lonely gal with a snake for a man friend.
Oh, dear.
Okay, now listen for that in the
song. That sounds like trouble. Okay, let's go, Conrad.
I feel so much better. I feel so much better, baby. I feel so much better. I feel so much better. So much better. So much, so much. Oh, yeah.
Think of a better way to go out into the weekend. What a fun song. I love the blues so much. She's got a great voice.
Well, and there she is, the female vocalist of the year for the Madison area. Fabulous Blythe
wow.
Campbell.
Totally see that. That is really great. Terry, give us the information one more time for the Halloween concert you guys are sponsoring.
That Halloween concert is going to be at the High Noon Saloon. There's quite a few bands. Starts at 7 o'clock, and this is one of those where they come in and play a tribute, do the whole dress-up thing, of course. And you could actually get it off the Earthlings website, earthlingsband.com. Okay. If you like Blythe, check out her website, too, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E, Gamble, music.com. Blythe
so
doesn't
great.
Play as often as she used to, but I sure hope she will get back out there again.
Well, we are very happy that you once again share great music with us. Terry, thank you so much. Congratulations again on your award. And already I'm
guys.
Looking forward
and
to
thanks,
next
everybody.
Friday night.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy Halloween. All right. That's Terry Barr. Barr Band Friday Night. Another one in the books. Great tunes. Join me Monday, folks. Ian Teal from the Waiwega Film Festival will be here. And Deirdre and Stephen Sari talking about the 125th anniversary gala of the Brown County Historical Society. Thank you to our favorite goth cod tonight, Taylor Nicole, and Frank Anderson, and Terry Barr, and all your texts. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Trigvi Olson and the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.